Indeed, it's now time for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, hosted by Dana Rodriguez. Today's panelists are educator at Diablo Valley College, Lori Fisher, and technical editor, Kira Pace. Now, here is your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much. I may have some doubts about the favorite call-in show, but the quiz show, I think, is legitimate. Anyway, welcome to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely 4th of July weekend. I hope you all enjoyed the parade if you chose to do that. And we do hope you can give us an hour of your time today because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, that's what we are looking for, your participation. Very, very important to us. You can give us a call at any one of two numbers. That would be 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. I want to encourage you to call as soon as possible. We'll be giving out questions, but if you have a question of your own, feel free to pick up that phone and call. People still pick up phones, I guess. And because we would love to talk to you, that's very important to us. We really enjoy talking to the listeners of the show, and we'll get you on as soon as we can. Also, there is an option of using email to contact us, strangely enough, and that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one. So mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Naturally, we prefer to talk to you on the phone, as I said, but email is just fine too. For those of you who are more convenient or maybe shy, you never know. And of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our program today. And that will also be at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. So we are. Once more, I'll give you that number, 415-841-4134, or toll-free, 866-798-8255. And we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Kira Pace. Kira Pace thinks it's a fine day for it.
It's a nice day for it, I think.
Oh, it is. Well, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a nice day for it, too.
Sorry. It's simply a line that comes up in Adventures of Priscilla.
Oh, I see.
Throughout the movie.
Exactly right. I understand.
Yeah. Okay. In the meantime, yesterday, very quietly, Lori Fisher did not participate in the United States birthday party. However, even though he didn't celebrate, he doesn't think the nation looks a day over 248.
I don't. And after Gay Pride Week last week and the July 4th celebration in Alameda yesterday, moderator Dana Rodriguez has parade fatigue. He needs to save his energy for the smallest and shortest parade of them all, his birthday festivities in August.
That's just me marching around the kitchen.
We'll be there.
All right. And we'll begin the questioning with somebody who's having a nice, fine day. Kira Pace.
So I don't know why I'm put in the mind or thinking about it, but well, here's what I have. I have a bunch of characters who have pooped in movies. There are scenes where they've pooped in movies. So I'm going to give you the names of the characters. I want you to tell me who played them and in what movie. And again.
Hey, there's more than two, huh?
Oh, there are so many.
Oh, man. Just,
I'm guessing that we're not talking about It Happened One Night or Gone with the Wind. So go ahead.
Okay. So the first character is Lillian Donovan. Lillian Donovan. The second character is Willie Jones.
Willie?
Mm-hmm. Number three is Harry Dunn. Number four is Paul Finch. Number five is Mark Renton. Number six is Babs Johnson. Number seven, Andy Dufresne. And number eight is Carl Spackler. Number nine is Felicia Jolly Goodfellow. Number 10 is Biff Tannen. And the last is Spore, Dowser, and Harry Tuttle. That's three. And I should add that not all of these characters actually did the pooping. These are characters who are involved in scenes that involve poop, where it factored into the scene, notably. So that is what I should have said. Anyway, so again, those characters are Lillian Donovan, Willie Jones, Harry Dunn, Paul Finch, Mark Renton, Babs Johnson, Andy Dufresne, Carl Spackler, Felicia Jolly Goodfellow, Biff Tannen, and three people, Spore, Dowser, and Harry Tuttle. Again, no, looking Dana? For the people who played them in the movies that these are in.
I'm not sure if this is our first scatological. No, I was just going to say, I'm not sure if this is our first scatological question, but I'm going to defer to you on these.
I think this is our first question that started out scatological. Well, yeah, some of them I definitely do not know.
You only have to know a couple.
I am, as a gay man, I do know who Babs Johnson is. And Babs Johnson is divine. That's not female pink trouble.
It's Pink Flamingos.
It is Pink Flamingos. That's correct. Nice tag team effort. Babs Johnson, that's divine in Pink Flamingos.
Right. And what was the other one I thought of?
Either Carl Spackler or Andy Dufresne?
No, Willie Jones.
Willie Jones.
Is that John Witherspoon by any chance?
Yeah.
That's the hard part. He's always making that. That's basically part of his act, you know, is every time he's in a movie, he's in a bathroom someplace. Is something to do with Beyonce by any chance? Wasn't he in a Beyonce video or
no.
Maybe it's not. Is it a movie?
It is a movie.
No, I don't know. I can't think of it. I know it's. I'm pretty sure it's John Witherspoon. Though.
Yeah.
All right. We'll leave that out.
And I can't help on that or any of the others. Are any of them animated, perchance?
No.
Okay.
Is it one of the Friday movies or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, it is Friday.
All right. Okay. So I know he was in all of those.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So the characters we have left are Lillian Donovan, Harry Dunn, Paul Finch, Mark Renton, Andy Dufresne, Carl Spackler, Felicia Jolly Goodfellow, Biff Tannen, and then the trio Spore, Dowser, and Harry Tuttle. All these people have been in scenes featuring poop.
Well,
in movies.
Should I give one more? Do you want me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Andy Dufresne is Shawshank Redemption.
That's correct. Played by
Tim Robbins.
Yes.
So, but I don't recall that specific. Well, I'm sure he was in the bathroom, but I don't.
Yeah, it's the ending. He crawls through a sewage pipe.
Oh, all right.
Spoiler for anyone who has not heard about the ending to The Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, thanks for ruining it for all those two people.
I blew it. Yeah.
All right, and Laura, you go ahead.
All right. Well. I'm going to take the opposite end of a film question to celebrate our country's birthday, which I did not celebrate yesterday. I'm looking for films that were nominated for Best Picture or won Best Picture that have some form of the word America in it. So America, American, Americana. There are seven of them, and I'll give you up to two each. So these are Best Picture nominees or winners that have the word America, American, Americana, or any other versions of the word America you might come up with.
Well, go ahead.
Well, there's the American President, I think.
No, not nominated for Best Picture.
And was the
quiet? By the way, let me go back one step. I'm sorry. Last week, I had my question about pairs of characters that were the entire name of the title. And someone called in with McCabe and Mrs. Miller and Fanny and Alexander. Both of those were not nominated. So I had my intern do the research, which was me. But anyway, American President was not nominated.
And then what about The Quiet American?
No, also not nominated. Great guesses.
So they have to have America or USA?
No, not USA. America, American, Americana. Both the ones that Kira guessed would be right. They just didn't turn up. They weren't nominated for Best Picture and didn't win.
Okay. And can I ask how far back we go?
Mm-hmm. They're all after 1950. And then four of them are in the 1900s and three of them are in the 2000s.
Well, the most obvious one is America, America. It was Elia Kazan's film.
Yes, Elia Kazan in 1963. America, America, right. Very good. Kind of his memoir film.
And then An American in Paris.
Yes, that was the earliest one. What year do you remember?
51.
Yeah, excellent. Directed by Vincent Minnelli.
Right.
So there's two for you. Do we have a bell today? Give yourself a bell if you have it.
Can I try one more?
Yeah, definitely.
What about American Buffalo?
No, also not nominated. Great guess. Huh. And another good movie.
American Tail?
Say it again, American Tail?
American Tail? No.
Really good guess, but not nominated.
All right.
You're circling around them.
How about Lawrence of America?
But it takes place in the Gulf of America, as I believe. Yeah. But I think all those titles will be changed as well, but not Lawrence of America.
So I'm sorry. I'm sure you said, how many are we looking for here?
We have America, America, and American in Paris. We are looking for five more.
Oh, Rita, one of our correspondents, just came up with one, the American Beauty.
American Beauty is the one that won in 1999, directed by Sam Mendes. Give her a bell. Thank you, Rita.
Good job, Rita. All right.
Hey, Kira, you got one more in there?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Oh. And I believe, I'm guessing, but I don't know, none of them have any of the pooping people in the picture. I'm not sure. But
no, you can't assume any of that.
I've seen all of these.
American Graffiti.
Yes. 1973. George Lucas directed it. So we have three left that we'll leave out for the listeners. America, America, American Graffiti, American Beauty, and American in Paris are the ones we have. Way to go.
All right. Good job. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're
Anybody
on.
Anybody there?
Us, we're here.
This is Fred in West Virginia.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Can you hear me? Okay. I have a question about musical questions. I'm going to give you the name of an artist, and you tell me the song they made famous that has a question mark. For instance, if I said Baha Men, you'd say,
Who let the dogs out?
Okay, all right. Who let the dogs out? Still a mystery. Who let the dogs out? Okay. The Beatles, I have three. You may have more, but I have three. Titles with question marks. I want songs, Beatles songs with question marks in the title.
Okay.
Have three. You may have more. Beatles.
Here comes the sun?
No.
A day in the life?
No. Oh my God. You need hints already?
No. Give us a second.
Yeah. That's okay. A good question.
You tell us, you want to tell us the albums they're on?
Early.
No.
how about, do you want to know a secret?
Exactly. That's what I have for number one. Let's have two more. Simple ones like that. They're easy.
That's not so simple.
Not so simple. Obviously, I thought it was easier than this.
How about, I don't know if this, I guess it could be. Why don't we do it in the road?
Yeah. Exactly.
Excellent.
Because it could be illegal, but that is the answer, yes.
It's still a question.
And it ties in with the pooping, too.
There you go.
I'm not sure that it does.
Well, but it could.
I suppose it could. Maybe.
That's a very alternative explanation. Okay.
So, Kira, here we go.
You should get the third one, Karen.
Oh, I don't think
one more Beatles. Something about him aging, maybe.
Oh, when I'm 60. Is it the When I'm 64 song?
The whole title, please.
No, the whole title is When I'm 64, right?
I always thought.
I know it's in the Will You Still Need Me? Will You Still Something When I'm 64? But
Will You Still Love Me When I'm 64 as the title of the song.
I don't think so. But we'll have the intern.
Okay, we'll challenge that.
Yeah,
we'll
Lori's intern.
We'll throw a yellow flag on that. Okay, how about Carole King? We'll go quick.
Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Exactly. How about Pink Floyd?
Not me.
Another brick in the Kara, are you on this?
No. I'm waiting for he gets to When I've Been Alive.
I have a question. is anybody out there? That's Pink Floyd.
Is that it? That's good.
Okay, how about that? A little easier one? Neil Young? These are much harder than I thought.
Well, he's got a lot of
songs.
All right,
we'll skip that one.
Nope.
All right, give me a bell. Are you ready for the country? Okay, Jimi Hendrix.
Are you experienced?
Yeah.
Exactly. Tina Turner.
Oh. Well, What's Love Got to Do with It? There we go.
Nice.
What's Love Got to Do with It? Boy George.
Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Oh, nice.
Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Elvis Presley.
It's probably more than one. Well, I don't know. Is there more than
one? I've got just one. If you don't get it, I'm going to sing it. I'm warning you. That's a threat.
We better hurry. Elvis.
Are you lonely?
Are you lonesome tonight?
Are you alone? I thought only went. Tom Jones.
What's new pussycat?
There you go.
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
What's new? He's saying what's new.
Did he?
Know that you got that one. I was thinking of A Christmas Carol.
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
And Sammy Davis Jr.
What kind of fool am I?
Exactly. Nice. You've got an ass. Okay. The Clash.
Fred's going to take the whole show, I believe. How many more do you have?
I only got two more.
The Clash.
No. The Clash.
London Is Calling. I don't think I know.
No.
Oh, I think. Okay. Should I go or should I stay?
Should I stay or should I go? Okay.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa.
No.
And I think there were no lyrics to this. Don't you ever wash that thing? Frank Zappa, you may not have heard of that. All right. And I think Jim Carrey may have been in one of those poop movies. Am I right?
He was, but you have the wrong character.
Oh, I got to get the character.
Yeah, well, I gave you the character name Harry Dunn. It's not Jim Carrey.
Oh, it's a Jim Carrey movie, but not Jim Carrey.
That's correct.
All right. Well, I'll think about it and call me next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good questions about questions.
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. If you're waiting on your phone, just keep waiting. It'll just be a couple minutes and we'll get you on. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Our panel today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, who teaches at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right, let me give you a couple questions here. First question, who was the first woman to have a film made of her life story? She was not alive at the time. I will tell you that. Who was the first woman to have a film made of her life story?
This would be a Hollywood film, not a documentary, right?
It is not a documentary, but it is not a Hollywood film. In other words, a film not made in Hollywood.
Is it a talkie?
Or a silent film? It is not a talkie, no.
Is the film British?
I'm not going to tell you what country.
Oh, okay. But I'm assuming it's a historical figure like Marie Antoinette.
You can assume that it's a historical figure.
How about Sarah Bernhardt?
That's a good guess. But she would have been alive at the time. So no, it was somebody who was not alive at the time. Who was the first woman to have a film made of her life story?
How about Queen Elizabeth?
No, you mean the first Queen Elizabeth?
I do.
No, not that.
Queen Victoria.
Not Queen Victoria.
All right.
So leave that out. Again,
is it a royalty or should you don't want to tell us?
It's not royalty. Who was the first woman to have a film made of her life story? All right. This being a historical weekend in terms of events, I'll give you a kind of a semi-historical question. So I'd like to know which states. All right, so I'm dealing with the last 100 years, so since 1925. Now, I'd like to know what states had presidents from them before 1925, but not after 1925. So in the last 100 years, so leave that out, but what states have had presidents come from them from 1776 to 1925? But have had no presidents since 1925 come from there.
Illinois?
There are 10. So I'm not obviously talking about states that had never had a president. I'm talking about states that had presidents. Okay.
Yeah. How about Illinois and Abraham Lincoln?
Illinois and Abraham Lincoln is one.
About Virginia?
Virginia is one too. I'll give you each two guesses. So again, what states have had presidents from 1776 to 1925, but no presidents from there from 1925 to 2025?
Ohio,
Swan.
Good work.
So we have Ohio, Illinois, and...
I have one more, but...
You can have mine, Kara. No, go ahead. You can have mine.
Oh, actually, no, because I can't remember if he was actually born. No, he was born. Is it Florida? I don't think he was actually born there. Jackson in Florida. No, he was born in Tennessee. He was born in Tennessee,
in
right?
South Carolina.
Okay. Yeah. Which I think might actually still be an answer.
Is that count? South Carolina?
No, it actually doesn't, because I'm talking about their primary residence, not necessarily where they were just born. So the state they were elected from. You know.
Okay, well then, he wasn't elected from Florida. He was elected from South Carolina?
He wasn't elected from Florida or South Carolina.
And not Tennessee?
That wasn't his state of residence, no. So he lived the majority of his life in another state.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway. So yes, so... In other words, I'd like to know states that had U.S. presidents but have not had them in the last 100 years. And so far we have Ohio, Virginia, and Illinois.
Good question.
And then the first question was, who was the first woman to have a film made of her life story? She is not royalty. I'll throw in one more, and maybe Kira will get this quickly. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. What is the oldest in use national flag? Ooh. What is the oldest in use national flag? It's from 13th century. It dates.
Is it Denmark?
It is Denmark. Yeah. Yes.
Way to go!
There you get me. All right, there we go. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning. Good morning. All the way back. This is Lynn from San Francisco.
Hi.
And I'm going to go back to the poo question. I think it's Bridesmaids, Lillian in Bridesmaids, and I think her name is Rose McGowan or something.
Oh, You are so close. You have the correct movie, but go with one of the
Her
stars.
Her last name's wrong, isn't it?
Rose. It's not Rose McGowan.
But Bridesmaids is right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, and I think you're thinking of Rose Byrne.
Yes, I am.
That's the Rose you're
Byrne.
Thinking of.
But she wasn't Lillian. Okay, let me think. Who's Lillian? Is Lillian, okay, SNL, am I close?
You are, okay. Yes. She's an SNL.
I
she played the bride.
I see her bride. Come on, you
her
guys,
begins,
you can do it.
Her name begins, Kristen Wiig, maybe.
No, is it's not Kristen Wiig.
No. And her daddy is the late, great, okay, come on, who just died last year, was it? Something like that.
Her father died recently?
Her mother was Minnie Riperton.
Oh, okay.
Is it Maya Rudolph?
Yes.
Yes, it's Maya Rudolph. Absolutely. Yes.
But now, excellent knowledge of the character name and the movie. Nice job.
Good work. Hard work.
It's a funny movie. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is James from The Mission.
Hi, James.
I was going to say, and I don't know if this is true, is Harry Tuttle Brazil?
Yes. The trio, in fact, of Spore, Dowser, and Harry Tuttle.
Okay.
But so you know who played Harry Tuttle?
De Niro, Robert De Niro.
That's correct. Do you happen to know who were Spore and Dowser?
No, actually, it's been so long since I've watched that.
That's fine. I'm going to give the whole thing to you. Spore and Dowser were Bob Hoskins and Derek O'Connor. But yes, Harry Tuttle, who is the main person in the scene, was indeed Robert De Niro, and that was indeed Brazil. So nice job.
Nice. It was American Werewolf in London. Is that a movie
great guess, but not nominated. A good film, but not nominated for Best Picture.
Special effects, for sure.
For Dana's question, first woman film, Helen Keller?
No, good guess. So I think she was alive at the time, or she definitely was alive at the time. So this person was not alive when the film was made.
And I was going to say Ohio because I'm in Ohio and I'm from Ohio at the moment. So.
Well, Ohio is
McKinley, but
yes, that's okay. You got it.
That's all. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. We would love to hear from you if you have a question or answer for us. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
Okay. I am going to ask you about Kurt Vonnegut. So a couple questions there.
And first,
No, now we're going literary. What is the name of the fictional religion in Cat's Cradle? And what are FOMA? So furthermore, actually, in which novels did he write the following? So I have three quotes as well. Number one, we are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be. Number two is, the planet was being destroyed by manufacturing processes, and what was being manufactured was lousy by and large. And finally, we cannot get rid of mankind's fleetingly wicked wishes. We can get rid of the machines that make them come true. So again, on the subject of Vonnegut, what was the name of the fictional religion in Cat's Cradle? And what are FOMA? Also, in which novels did he write the following? The first quote is, we are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be. The second is, the planet was being destroyed by manufacturing processes, and what was being manufactured was lousy by and large. And the third is, we cannot get rid of mankind's fleetingly wicked wishes. We can get rid of the machines that make them come true.
Is FOMA an acronym?
No.
How do you spell it?
FOMA.
Oh, not having read this book since college, I believe it's Bokenism. I think, am I right about that?
Yes. Bokenism is perfect.
Nice word.
They follow Bokonin.
And Bokenism, or the forma part, it's all lies. It's a series of lies, I think.
Yes, FOMA are lies or harmless untruths.
All right.
We are what we pretend to be. Is that Slaughterhouse Five?
It's not. I can see why you went there. It is not, though. Mm-hmm. It is actually, it's the crux of the novel, I think. So these are not like the quote. Yeah.
All right. Give it what you're missing once more.
Okay. So I'm looking for the three novels that these three quotes came from. One each, obviously. The first is, we are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be. Number two is, the planet was being destroyed by manufacturing processes, and what was being manufactured was lousy, by and large. And the third is, we cannot get rid of mankind's fleetingly wicked wishes. We can get rid of machines that make them come true.
I'll take one more guess on we are what we pretend to be. Is that from Breakfast of Champions?
No.
Yeah.
Although I will let you know that that is the correct answer to something else.
Well, Dana, so that's one of the other two quotes.
I have a correction to make. One of our astute listeners, I guess they're all astute, really, Mr. Avilas, said you can't include, or you should not include, Illinois in states that have not had a president since 1925, because Obama was from Illinois. And of course, he's right.
He is right.
Obama was from Illinois. So that's my mistake, too.
Yeah.
Well, I think initially the question was presented as born. So
primary residence. That's totally legit. So
I think of Obama from Illinois. I should have.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks for the correction.
Carlton is wondering why Kira is not asking about Winnie the Pooh. So,
all right. We knew we had to get there sometime.
Yeah, all right. Jerry is...
I don't ask about A.A. Milne because of the beef between Woodhouse and Milne. So I've taken Woodhouse's side.
Jerry is wondering about Colonel Cathcart, Martin Balsam, sitting on the toilet in his office in Catch 22.
That would have been a good one.
Oh, all right. And let me see.
I never claimed to have the comprehensive list here.
I understand.
Thank you.
Carol is suggesting Pennsylvania because of Buchanan, and that is correct. I suppose you could make a case for Biden because he was born in Pennsylvania, but his primary residence was Delaware. So
yeah.
I think I would go with Delaware on that. And Rita got Pennsylvania as well. All right. And we are about halfway through, so let's quickly repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Kira, I'll start with you.
All right. So I'll give you the names of some characters who featured in scenes that in turn heavily featured poop. You tell me the person who played the character and the movie in which this character was. So the ones we have left are Harry Dunn, Paul Finch, Mark Renton, Carl Spackler, Felicia Jolly Goodfellow, and Biff Tannen. Also, in which novels did Vonnegut write the following? The first is, we are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be. Number two is, the planet was being destroyed by manufacturing processes, and what was being manufactured was lousy, by and large. And the third is, we cannot get rid of mankind's fleetingly wicked wishes. We can get rid of the machines that make them come true.
Biff Tannen, that's, I don't know which one it is, but is he Back to the Future, Biff Tannen?
Yes, that is Back to the Future, Biff Tannen. Okay. Played by, do you happen to know?
No, I don't remember that. No.
Thomas F. Wilson.
All right.
Biff Tannen.
All right. Okay.
I'm looking for films nominated or won the Academy Award for Best Picture. that have some version of the word America in that. We have America, America, American Graffiti, American Beauty, and American in Paris. There's three more, and my only hint is those are the three from the 21st century. Those are the three we don't have.
American Fiction?
Yes.
Yay. Okay.
2023, directed by Cord Jefferson. Very good. We have a bell?
She just had a bell.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
How loud do I have to make it? All right.
and that's all I have right now.
Okay. And let's see, what do I have here? Who was the first woman to have a film made of her life story? The film that was not made in the United States. Who was the first woman to have a film made of her life story? And question about U.S. presidents. I am looking for states that have not, that had a U.S. president come from there between 1776 and 1925, but in the last 100 years have not had a U.S. president come from there. So far we have Ohio, Virginia, and not Illinois. So we have several left on the list here.
We have somebody got Pennsylvania too, right?
And Pennsylvania, yes. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. All right. And I believe, Lori, it is your turn.
All right. Well, I have another film question that has a semi-link to the 4th of July and Uncle Sam. And in real life, I had two Uncle Sam, so this is a tribute to them. There are six actors whose name is Sam who were nominated or won an acting award for supporting actor or best actor. I'd like to know who they are and what films they were nominated or won for. So these are actors that are named with my Uncle Sam as Sam or Samuel or any version of Sam that were won or nominated for actor or supporting actor, all well known.
One is Sam Rockwell.
Yes.
It's like three billboards outside Ebbings, Montana or something like that.
Missouri. Outside Ebbings, Missouri. Very okay. Good. And he's the only one nominated twice. You know the other film he's nominated for?
Is that the one about where he played Chuck Barris?
I wish. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
No. Not that
maybe
one.
Maybe Moon?
Not Moon. He did play somebody famous, and he's the one, by the way, in the film that you got, he won for best supporting actor for that, for the three billboards outside Ebbing. So Sam Rockwell, we're looking for another one for him, as well as five other people.
Hmm. Okay. Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes. What was he nominated for?
One of Spike Lee's things?
No.
Oh.
Pulp Fiction. Give her a bell for that. In 1994. Very good. Supporting actor for that. So we're looking for four more. Give you one more each if you want it.
Got to think about it.
Okay. Sam Neill?
Who?
Sam Neill. Probably not.
Oh, Sam, that's good. Sam Neill.
Yeah, there is, but he's not nominated.
No.
All right.
And Sam Rockwell, we're looking for the one other film. And he did play a real person in this other film, by the way, not Chuck Barris.
Okay. Let me go down some emails here. Sparky and Maddie, I want to add New Hampshire and Vermont to the states that have not had had a president before 1925, but not since. Vermont, no, because Coolidge, you could say Coolidge was from Vermont, and that would be 1925, after 1925. New Hampshire, yes, because that's Franklin Pierce, so that's good. Good job. And Karen is saying we must be careful of who we pretend to be. And she says that's from Dead Eye Dick. Is that correct?
No. Oh, so Karen has a right novel, just with the wrong quote.
Oh, all right. Breakfast of Champions. Again, and then.
Okay, maybe. So the other two are the planet was being destroyed by manufacturing processes, and what was being manufactured was lousy by and large. And we cannot get rid of mankind's fleetingly wicked wishes. We can get rid of machines that make them come true.
Hmm. Okay. And Karen also got Franklin Pierce from New Hampshire. Thank you. Come one second. Peter got Franklin Pierce from New Hampshire as well. And let me just check this. Okay. First woman Tom has, first woman to have a film made of her life is Amelia Earhart. No, it's not Amelia Earhart. And okay. Anyway, all right. And what can I give you as a quick question here? Okay. Another presidential related question. Well, I'll give you, yeah, it's a two-part question. Both Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter, after their terms were over, appeared as guests on what network TV shows? And they're both, one is a drama and one is a comedy.
Huh. And neither Gerald, was SNL?
No, not SNL. These are primetime network shows. So Gerald Ford appeared on what primetime network show? And it is a drama. And Jimmy Carter appeared on what primetime network show, which is a situation comedy?
Was it Murphy Brown?
Not Murphy Brown. Okay. That's a good guess. Not Murphy Brown. And neither of them have much, if anything, to do with politics, just so you don't think it's, yeah, Murphy Brown.
Did they play themselves?
They did
shows?
Play themselves. Yeah. It's hard to play. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Tupperware salesman who just comes to the door, you know,
the wacky next door neighbor. Yeah. I have no, I didn't know this, so I don't know.
Okay. So once more, Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter both appeared, Gerald Ford in the '80s, Jimmy Carter in the '90s appeared on network scripted shows. Gerald Ford was on a drama and Jimmy Carter was on a sitcom. What were they?
And it was it wasn't an animated sitcom. It was just live action
animated.
Sitcom.
Yeah. No, not animated. Mm-mm. Live action. So
our callers will know this.
What about Designing Women?
Good guess, but no.
That's a great guess given its location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
Very mm-hmm. good. I'll turn it over to the callers.
And let's go to a show. Or let's go to a show. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Hi. I've been thinking about poop for the last half hour here. Oh,
well. Thank you,
you're welcome.
The great Carl Spackler was Bill Murray in Caddyshack. Was he
that
not?
Is correct.
And I think of him every time I eat a baby Ruth.
Exactly.
Was Andy Dufresne in the Shawshank movie?
That is correct.
That's Tim Robbins, right?
Yep. Tim Robbins in Shawshank Redemption. That is correct.
Thank you. I think that's, well, you know, when you were talking about America, I dredged this movie up from the back of my head, and if it wasn't nominated for anything, it should have been, which was How to Make an American Quilt.
It was not nominated for Best Picture. It might have been for other things. A very good movie. You're right.
Okay, and that's it for me. Thanks. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Bye. Appreciate it. And if you're waiting out there to call, this is a good time. Please do. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. We're toll free, 866-798-8255.
Once Upon a Time in America.
Oh, no, also great. Not nominated. I know.
That's
nuts. Shocking.
That's
I
nuts.
Know.
Okay, sorry. I was so excited too.
All right, I have to give some credit here for emails. Let's see. Judy is wondering if the first film about a woman was about Marie Curie. No. That's an excellent guess.
That's a good guess.
Carlton and John, and I think there's somebody else here too, all say are guessing Joan of Arc, and that is correct. Joan of Arc was the first woman to have a film made about her life. That was in 1900, by the way, in France, unsurprisingly. So good job on that. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
And since there have been questions about Academy Awards, I thought I would ask you The James Bond films have received a total of 18 nominations, and I was wondering how many of those are for an acting or directing?
Yeah. I would guess most of them are for song, right? Or yeah. more technical, like... Yeah.
Right, you are.
Yeah, for right cinema or cinematography, maybe, or sound.
No acting.
Sound editing.
Yeah.
Have there been any... nominations for acting for a James Bond film?
I would guess maybe one.
Actually, Dana was closer.
What?
It's there were none.
Was
out
zero?
Of those,
is it zero?
None were for acting or directing. And who was the shortest actor to portray James Bond?
Didn't Woody Allen portray him in the funny one, the Casino
Royale? Oh, yeah, because the first Casino Royale. I think you are technically correct.
No, I...
Unless someone's shorter than Woody Allen.
Yeah, he didn't come up on the list I was looking at. Maybe I'm looking at legitimate James Bond.
So let's see. Would Daniel Craig be the shortest?
He sure is at 5'10". Okay.
Right.
Sure is.
Nice.
So on to a completely different topic. I saw a list of the most common jobs held by people in each state in the U.S. And I'm wondering if you can tell me there are 15 states where this job comes up as being the most commonly held. And I'll note that the three most common – the most common ones in 35 different states altogether, those three categories are all relatively low-wage jobs. So 15 states, what is the most common job held?
Would it help if we knew where these states were or what the states are?
No, they're pretty scattered.
Is it the fast food industry?
It sure is. Give yourself a bell for that one.
All right, good.
Now, I'm going to flip this around. And there are two states where nursing is the most commonly held job, more nurses than any other job category. And I was wondering if you could tell me what those two states are. And I will note a couple things about them. They're relatively low population. One in particular is a rural state. One is west of the Mississippi. One is east of the Mississippi.
Maybe Alabama?
No.
Hmm. Rural state. So you mean, for instance, Alaska?
No.
Oklahoma for West?
No. I'll give you a further hint.
Anyway.
Yeah,
right.
this is the upper part.
You mean northern?
Like, how about Idaho?
Excuse me, northern. Yeah,
okay.
Northern.
How about Idaho?
No.
North Dakota, for instance?
No, but that's close enough. It's South Dakota. Is one of them. The other one still just sort of puzzles me. It's
like
east
Vermont?
Of the Mississippi. No.
Okay.
In New England?
No.
So okay. Does it have anything to do with the older servicing an older population?
I don't know 100% for sure, but that sure sounds correct to me.
I mean, I would have thought like energy would be West Virginia, but if we're looking for
there
something that's...
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. It is West Virginia, and that does puzzle me considering some other aspects of that state.
Well, there are plenty of injuries and black lung cases and whatever, what have you.
Our first caller was Fred. Fred from West Virginia might have some information. Fred, call back.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And just one more quick question. What was the fastest growing major at UC Berkeley from 2020 to 2024?
Is it data analysis?
Growing maids.
Data analysis or no? Okay, that's what I read.
It's nothing obvious like that.
Oh,
is it
read something
anything
else.
To do with either ethnic studies or tech?
No.
Okay.
Did I read something surprising that it's in the humanities in general?
It sure is in the humanities.
Yeah. And you want to be, you want us to be more specific?
Yes, I'd like something a little more specific than that, but you're honing in there.
Go ahead, team.
American history?
No, it's, and I don't want to take up, it's music.
Really?
There was a 238% increase in that time. They went from about 60 to almost 200, and the number of Latinx students doubled from 10 to 20%.
Yeah.
So I would never have expected that at UC Berkeley. But anyways, thanks again for a wonderful, wonderful show. Happy belated Independence Day, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Just a quick attention to some of our emails. Thomas is wondering if one of the movies is American Sniper.
It is.
Oh, smart.
2014, directed by Clint Eastwood. Very good. There's one left.
Right. And did we get this here? Matthew is wondering, for the Vonnegut with fleetingly wicked wishes, was this Cat's Cradle?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. And Thomas got Joan of Arc. Good. All right. Okay. That's it.
For the Vonnegut quotes, as a reminder, both Deadeye Dick and Breakfast of Champions are correct. They were just attributed to the wrong quote. So
I'll go with I'll go with Breakfast of Champions then being the one about the planet being destroyed. And if not, it's the other one.
Yes. Yes. Oh, the planet beautiful. Being All destroyed right. by manufacturing processes is Breakfast of Champions.
And so then the Canna Rid is the Deadeye Dick.
Yes, Deadeye Dick.
So we have one left.
Yeah, so the only one we're looking for now is we are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be.
How about the Sirens of Titan for that one?
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a few minutes left, and we would love to talk to you, of course. So if you want to give us a quick call, 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We're toll free, 866-798-8255. Laura, do you have a quick question you want to throw in?
I do. Also sort of related to the 4th of July. This is about Woody Guthrie's song, This Land Is Your Land. I'm going to give you two questions. One is, what's the end of this line? It's in like in verse 5. There was a big high wall. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. The sign was painted and the sign said, what did the sign say that tried to stop him?
Is this in a second or third verse?
It's about the fourth verse, I
fourth
believe.
Fourth verse, okay.
Yeah.
Can you get that line again, please?
Yeah. There was a big high wall there, I won't sing it, that tried to stop me. Sign was painted and said, and then he has what the sign said, and then the last part of it is, but on the back side, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me.
So what the sign me? Say? Not me?
No.
It does rhyme with stop me, though, right?
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good point, isn't it?
It does. It kind of a slant rhyme, I would call it.
Yeah, which not me would have been, had it been correct.
And then the tagline, or the other question, I hadn't read this before. Which famous singer in 1966 refused to perform This Land Is Your Land with Pete Seeger? And the performer said, this used to be my land, and you guys aren't even smart enough to be sensitive to this. And so he or she refused to sing it on TV with Pete Seeger. It would surprise me.
Buffy St. Marie.
That is correct.
Is that true?
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Could you give the quote again for the
Yeah. Later? There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. Sign was painted, said.
Private property.
Mm. Yes. Very good.
That is a private slanty rhyme. So
yeah. Yeah. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This okay, very good on that one.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Okay, you stole my bell. I was going to say private property. Hey,
good work.
So staying with the 4th of July theme, what very iconic American composer was born on the 4th of July?
George M. Cohan?
No, earlier than that.
Irving Berlin.
Earlier. Pre-Civil War.
Stephen Foster?
Yeah, that's right. He was born on the 4th of July, Stephen Foster. And the other thing I was going to say, now here, where did that Uncle Sam, where did that come from?
Well, it's a United States, you know, from that abbreviation, I believe.
You're thinking like me, because I was going to say I have the theory of where Uncle Sam came from, because it was a recruitment. Uncle Sam wants you. It was a military recruitment poster.
By James Montgomery Flagg. Yes. Huh? He's the artist who did it.
Yeah, well, who came up with the word Uncle Sam?
Because you were a specific person?
Huh?
I don't know. It's a specific person who invented the Uncle Sam part?
No, you seem to know more than I do about it, because I'm just coming out. It was like an advertising thing, and it made sense, because how did they come up with the name Uncle Sam?
Do you know, or?
No, this is my theory, but it's a good one. You were just heading toward it.
Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
But this just repeated kind of that they wanted something that had U.S. in it, and they wanted a recruitment poster, so the U.S. became, they wanted a person, they wanted to personify it, so Uncle, you know, and they were definitely going to make it a man, I believe, so that's came from.
My theory is United States of America, take the U.N. from United, make that Uncle. States, just take the S. America, take the A.M., and then you get Uncle Sam. It's just kind of like...
I actually don't think it has anything to do with that.
Really?
If I remember a little bit, some of it was Sam, I don't know about the uncle part, but Sam was a meat supplier to the army.
Oh.
Back in before the Civil War. I couldn't say exactly when. And this, so they would say, this is from your Uncle Sam. You know, barrels of beef or hardtack or whatever it was. And I think it may have come from that. But anyway, oh, I'm sorry, we're almost out of time. So we have to clean up here. But thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. I'm sorry. Kira, what do we got?
Harry Dunn is Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber. Paul Finch is Eddie K. Thomas in American Pie. Mark Renton is Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting. And Felicia Jolly Goodfellow, that is Guy Pearce in The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. The quote, "We are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be," is Mother Night.
All right. Lori.
Yes, quickly, on the Uncle Sams who are nominated, Sam Waterston for Killing Fields, Sam Shepard for The Right Stuff, Sam Rockwell also nominated for Vice, he played George W. Bush, Sam Jaffe's the earliest in Asphalt Jungle, and Sam Elliott for A Star is Born, and the only American titled film that we did not get in 2013, American Hustle, directed by David O. Russell.
Okay, states that have had presidents before 1925 that have not had any since 1925. Once we have up, I think we got Vermont, but New Jersey, Indiana, Tennessee, and Kentucky. So if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our panels today. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, Dabo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Tariq Ansari. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. For handling the board and phones, and above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in, call in, and we appreciate it very much. And I'll get Tariq's name right one of these weeks. So thanks, everybody.